Hola, I'm Maria Thomas, and this is ¿Qué pasa Midwest?
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 Telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland. Before we get started, I just wanted to note that Paola is out for this episode, so I'll be hosting. And this episodio will mostly be in English. En este episodio, we're going to talk to Adriana Toribio about healthcare.
Hola, mi nombre es Adriana. I'm a health access advocate, and I've been doing this for 3.5 years. I actually started volunteering as an interpreter at the hospital I've been doing it for about 7 years.
Adriana says there's many obstacles to healthcare for Latinos.
For one, even if you go to the emergency room, if you go to a doctor's appointment, you know, the one thing that they ask for is insurance. Do you have insurance? You know, I'm not going to say the majority, but a good portion of the Latinos that I deal with don't qualify for insurance. You know, you have to be a resident here for at least a month in order for you to apply for emergency services, which is very limited, you know, for those that don't have residency here. And even if you've only been a resident for less than a year, based on your guidelines, if you qualify, you also have the marketplace and what some people refer to as Obamacare. But there's options. So that's what I kind of want to explain to people, that, you know, a lot of them say, well, it's too expensive, or, you know, I just can't afford it. But luckily, with the market plans that are currently out there, you know, if you qualify, you do have premium tax credits that can help lower your payments. Right now, with the health industry, it's so expensive. You know, even a doctor's visit can, or an emergency room visit can range from $2,000 to $4,000 just for an initial visit, you know? And it could be expensive for a lot of people that don't have insurance or don't qualify for it. And that is one need that we do see here in the community, that, you know, we need some more health services that are at least cost efficient for a lot of the families.
And what options are there for people who aren't residents in terms of healthcare? Are there any options?
That's a good question. Without getting into too many details, if you qualify, of course, it's through the state. So, of course, you have to meet income guidelines. But if you're a resident here with the state of Indiana, you can qualify for emergency services. It's very limited. So basically, you know, if it's an emergency, a true emergency, the state can help out with that. But it's very, very limited. And really, we have the clinics. They help out with those that can't afford health care. And so they can just pay a minimum payment on a monthly basis or for their visits, depending on what they make.
Para las personas que se preocupan, sí tienen que avisarles sobre sobre si son residentes o si no son residentes. No es importante, sinceramente. Los hospitales están allí para cuidarte, están allí para asistirte. Si ellos te van a pedir tu información si eres residente, si te preguntan eso, es por la razón que ellos te quieren ayudar con un tipo de seguro médico o un tipo de programa para que los biles no te lleguen tan caros, pero por la mayoría no te van a rechazar por eso.
Do you know if undocumented immigrants are avoiding seeking health care due to the efforts of the administration to decrease illegal immigration?
You know, I think because there's such a huge need that I haven't seen that. You know, when people need to go see a doctor, they're going to go see a doctor. If they need to follow up with a visit, they're definitely going to do it. Really, the only limitations is transportation or, you know, language barrier. Those are the two things that we truly see, you know, why they don't go to their appointments. But if they could, they will, you know, but we haven't seen because of what's been going on.
Do you know if there is any service or solution available in terms of transportation?
If we're working with a client or if we get referrals through the hospital, we actually meet with a client, work with them based on their needs. So if it's insurance, if it is transportation, if it is housing, you know, we kind of walk them through that process just to make sure that their needs are met. For those that do qualify, Medicaid, they do assist with transportation.
What are some options for Latinos when they are unsure about healthcare?
We have navigators. So, you know, we're here to kind of guide you through if it's insurance or if you have questions about anything when it comes to like medical services or even health access advocates, you know, in the hospitals. It's kind of confusing, you know, when you go into the hospital, it's just a lot to absorb as far as, you know, getting information or having to fill out paperwork. But there is nurse navigators within the hospital. You also have, like I mentioned, your health access advocates. And when it comes to insurance, your navigators.
And how can someone find or contact a navigator?
There is a list out there. It'll show you the different counties. And all you have to do is just look for, depending on where you're at, and you can find your local navigators and just give them a call. And they can help you out with that.
Bueno, en los hospitales sí tienen personas que trabajan, me imagino, con la salud comunitaria y ellos sí te pueden asistir en aplicar por un tipo de seguro o si querías saber sobre cómo hacer citas o más información sobre dónde tienes que ir o qué papeles tienes que llenar. Sí tienen personas en el hospital que se llaman Health Access Advocates. Y luego aparte, si tienes preguntas sobre el seguro médico, si tienen por parte del estado, que se llama navigators, y son asistentes que te ayudan con el seguro médico, si querías aplicar por parte del estado o si querías aplicar por parte del mercado de salud. Y te puedes meter en Google y nada más buscar navigators en in Indiana, and yeah, you... Ahí te sale la información.
So if you're looking for a navigator in Indiana, the website is in.gov. And if you're looking for healthcare assistance in any state, you can visit healthcare.gov and click on Find Local Help, put in your zip code, and it will take you to resources for your area. What do you think could be done to improve healthcare for Latinos where you live? Dinos que piensas en our website, quepasapodcast.com, or escribenos en Facebook or Twitter at @quepasamidwest. Gracias por escuchar. Soy Maria Thomas, and this is Que Pasa Midwest.
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 Telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland.